Mishnah Yom is for Tuesday, the second day of Iyar Tovshin Pei Beis Iyar. Masechta Shavis, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah continues the previous one, and it wants to tell us that, as we explained earlier on, what's had to be defined as a state ilon, as a field of trees, and it has to be three trees, at least, in a space, an area of Beisar, which is an area of 50 by 50 amas, 2,500 square amas. When you have three trees there, and the trees are able to produce, if they were fig trees, they're able to produce a kikor, an amount of a piece of pressed figs weighing 60 mone, italki mone, then we say that's considered a field of the tree, and you allow to plow the ground until the shmita, until the shavuos of the new year of the shmita year. You can't plow anything after the shavuos of the sixth year of shmita, of erev shmita, basically. Now, our mission is going to elaborate on the type of trees. Echad ilon srak ve'echad ilon machal. It makes no difference whether these trees, these three trees, are fruit-bearing or whether they're not fruit-bearing. Or even if they are fruit-bearing, but they're not figs. They don't have to be fig trees. What we do imagine, says the Mishnah, royin oison ki ilu heim te'enim. What we say is, if these trees would have been fig trees, the same size, if they would have been fig trees, would they produce, would they be able to produce either collectively, according to the Rambam, a cake of pressed figs weighing 60 mone, or according to the Rabbeinu Shimshon, each one of those trees would produce could produce a kikor of 60 mone talki of pressed figs? If that would be the case, we can plow the whole land, the whole area, that 2,500 square amas field, bishvilon, because of those trees, or for the sake of those trees, until Shavuos of the Erev Shemitah. That means just a few months before the Shemitah year starts. Why? Because even for trees that are barren, even trees that are not fruit-bearing, plowing the ground will help their growth. Pachos mikan, anything less than that, if the trees would not produce that type of a quantity of figs, of pressed figs, en chorushim lahem alatzarkan, then you can't plow the whole land. You can only plow what you need for directly for each tree, which is defined as a space for a person to stand there who collects the figs and the basket just outside of him. Yerushalmi explained that the measure that we use is with fig trees, and that's actually lenient because they produce a lot of fruits, and they produce rather large fruit, and therefore by saying if they would have been fig trees at that size, would they produce such an amount? The trees don't have to be so big, in other words, because had they been fig trees, they would have easily produced that amount or more easily. Mishnah Dalet. Let's say one of the three trees that's there would have been able to produce a kikar dvela of 60 mana, a cake of pressed figs of 60 mana. However, but two of the trees would not be able to produce a kikar dvela. According to Rabbeinu Shimshon, that means each one of them would not be able to produce a kikar dvela. According to the Rambam, each one wouldn't produce a third of a kikar of dvela, because remember the Rambam holds that collectively the three trees produce a kikar of dvela of pressed figs. Oi, continues the Mishnah, shnai moisin, two trees can produce a kikar dvela each, according to the Ben Shemeshin, ve'achad ein ois, but one can't. In either case, ein chorshin lahem ela latzarkan, you cannot plow this area, the field in which they're planted, in which these trees are planted, you can't plow the whole field on Erev Shmita, except Latzarkan, except for what you need for the tree itself, which is just basically an area for the person who harvests the figs and the basket that he holds outside of it. Ad sheyiyu mishlosha tisha. This din that we apply, that we imagine, if they could produce a kikadvela, and they have to think if these trees could produce that much, it's only when you have a number of trees of three, in a range of 3 to 9, between 3 and 9, then we do that estimation. If they would have been fig trees, would have they produced such an amount? That's when we apply this estimation. But, continues the Mishnah, hoyu asara, what happens if there were 10 trees in this area of a besar, in this area of 50 by 50 cubits, 2,500 square cubits? Oy ma'asara, or me'asara lamaila, or there were more than 10 trees, 10 and above, in other words, 10 and up, benosin ben shainanosin, whether the trees could produce a kikadvela individually or collectively or not. For example, if the trees were very thin, or whether they could or whether they can't, Chershin kol beisar bishvilan. Then you can plough the entire field for the sake of those trees. Because once you have 10 trees in an area of a beisar, that's going to be considered a steilon automatically, a field of trees. And you can apply we can allow the farmer to plough the field for their sake up until Shavuos of the Erev Shemitah, of the sixth year. That means a few months just before the Shemitah year, because it's seen as being doing it for the trees and not for the next year's harvest or next year's growth. Now, where do we know that it's forbidden to plough even on the eve, on the year before Shemitah, when it's helping for the Shemitah year? The Mishnah now brings a pasuk to support that. Shenemar, as it says, Bechorish uve kotzir tishbois. There is a pasuk in Shmois where it says, Bechorish uve kotzir tishbois. In the ploughing and in the harvesting you shall rest. Now, the Chachazal looked at this pasuk and they said, this pasuk begins with 6 days you shall work, on the seventh day you shall rest. Clearly we're talking about Shabbos. Immediately followed by the words, Bechorish uvekotzer tishbos, you shall rest in the ploughing and in the harvesting. But that's strange. Why would it need to single out these two melachas, these two forms of activity? We know you can't do any work on Shabbos. Why talk about ploughing and harvesting? And therefore the Chazal said that this pasuk is really talking about not the seventh day, but it's talking about the seventh year. It's talking about Shemitah. But that itself needs to be understood. We know that you can't do any work, any sowing or ploughing, in any harvesting, from another pasuk in Vayikra, where it says, you shall not sow your field, you shall not prune your vineyards, or harvest your what grew in the Shemitah year. So we already know that you can't do that if it's talking about the actual Shemitah year itself. Ela bat, concluded the Chazal, the pasuk is telling us, chorish shel erev shviz, shehu nichnas bashviz, that even ploughing on the eve of the Shemitah year, that's in the sixth year of the Shemitah, of the cycle, it's prohibited to plough if you're doing it to help the seventh year, if you're doing it for the sake of the seventh year. That's what we learn out of the word bechorish in the ploughing. Not ploughing in the Shemitah itself, in the Shemitah year itself, that goes without saying, even in the year before Shemitah. And what's the bekotzir, harvest? What's that coming to tell you? That's telling us that al-chorish al-erev shviz, yet shenech shviz, va-kotzir shel shviz, continues the Mishnah, and the harvesting activity, why is that mentioned? To tell you that if you're harvesting the Shemitah produce, shehu yotze le-metzoy shviz, even though you're actually harvesting it on the year after Shemitah, but most of the, in other words, it's the first year of the next cycle, it's after the Shemitah year, you still cannot harvest it in the normal way if it's the fruits have had most of their growth in the Shemitah year. Then it's awesome. And that's what we learn from Bekatsir Tishbos. So the Shemitah year serves to operate both before the Shemitah and, in a sense, after the Shemitah year, and after the Shemitah year itself. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, He disagrees. He says, this is not what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is not talking about harvesting in Shemitah or plowing in Shemitah or before the Shemitah. It's talking about Shabbos. It's all about Shabbos. Aye, but why do we need to single out these activities? You can't do any work on Shabbos. Why talk about plowing and harvesting? Says Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah is telling us by putting these two activities, it's telling us to compare the two. Mechorish rishus, afkotzi rishus. Just like plowing activity is never a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of the Torah to plow as such. So too, the kotzir, the type of harvest that you can't do on Shabbos, is also rishus, is also one which is optional, which is not something of a mitzvah. Yotzah, to exclude from the prohibition of harvesting on Shabbos, kitzir ha'oimer, the one time that harvesting was a mitzvah of the Torah, and that was on the second day of Pesach. On the night of the second day of Pesach, the Ketziras HaOmer, the harvesting of the Omer of the barley, that was a kotzer of a mitzvah, and it was mutter even on Shabbos. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Bechorish of a kotzer tishbos, what type of kotzer, what type of harvesting can you not do on Shabbos? One which is like chorish, which is like the plowing. Plowing is always always a mutter, it's not a mitzvah, it's an optional. So to the chorish of a kotzir, so to the harvesting, which is optional, excluding the harvesting of the omer. That was done even on the Shabbos. But where does Rabbi Shmuel know about the extra time that's given to Shemitah both before and after? Where does he know that from? So the Gemara explains Rabbi Shmuel has that as a tradition, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. And indeed the Rambam paskins that way. Now, halacha l'moshe b'sinai, we did mention, is only 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. That's all. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. And Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai also had the following qualification, that it is only applicable while the Beis HaMikdash is up. The Chachamim added these extra times. They said for a field of trees, they go back to Shavuos, stop Shavuos, which is much more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And if it's for a grain field, even further back from Pesach and onwards, you already can't plow the field. That's what the Chachamim did when the time of the Beis HaMikdash was up. But Rabban Gamliel and his Beis Din came, and they got rid of those extra times which the Chachamim had put, because after the Churban, after the destruction of the Zemikdosh, this whole halacha doesn't apply anyway, not even 30 days. So therefore what they did was they said, look, we will do away with this extra Chumrah of the Rabbanon to go back to Shavuos for field of trees, for orchards, and going back to Pesach for grain fields, but we will keep just the 30 days. And therefore, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they said they will go back to the din of the Torah and only hold the restriction 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, when he's not allowed to plow the ground.